Hello for Friday, July the 17th. Our summer keeps marching on. This is Pat, and I'm reading from the Clinton Journal. From the front page, the school district board goal part ways. Clinton, the Clinton Unit 15 school board, met Monday morning to approve a mutual separation agreement with district superintendent Drew Goebel. In a media release issued after the special board meeting Monday, the board said its contract with Goebel would end at the end of the 2026-2027 school year. Goebel will remain on paid administrative leave during that period, according to the release. Both parties decided that it was in their collective best interest to pursue different paths moving forward, according to the release. Goebel became assistant principal of the Clinton Junior High School in 2011, later becoming principal. Goebel later became district business manager under Superintendent Kurt Nettles, assuming superintendent responsibilities in 2024 after Nettles retired. The school board thanked Goebel for his 15 years of service to the district, according to the release, while Goebel thanked students, families, and staff administrators and the community. Clinton celebrates America 250, becomes Clinton Spark. The America 250 celebration might be over, but the planning and work done by the Clinton Celebrates America 250 committee will carry on, but under a different name. The committee announced this week it will rebrand into Clinton Spark, which will continue with the mission to ignite community in our town, according to a media release. Clinton Spark will continue to organize free events and are already in the planning stages of a Halloween event, with more details coming soon. Updates will appear on the group's Facebook page. The Clinton Celebrates America 250 committee thanked the sponsors, volunteers, and community for making this year's July 4 and 5 event a success. And another story from the front page. County looks at zoning, Gordon Woods reporting. The zoning report given Monday during the county's land use committee highlighted some of the activity currently happening in the county. In June, the county issued 13 permits, which included a permit for the new residence, reported zoning administrator Elizabeth Weichel. The Regional Planning Commission approved a special use application on June the 23rd. The RPC also plans to begin addressing solar facility battery storage during its July meeting. Weichel also reported the Zoning Board of Appeals, ZBA, tabled a variance application and forwarded the RPC's special use application to the county board on July the 6th. She said she received the reports from Chastain and Associates on the Madison Street and Revere Road solar projects. North Yard Solar, Triple Black Diamond Solar, and Prairie Flat Solar are still working on their building applications, Weichel said. Santa Ana Township Solar Project had their hearing on July the 1st. They were denied their site application. Weichel said representatives of the Santa Ana Project had since contacted her office to find out how they should proceed. She said she explained to them Farmer City would have to decide whether to enforce the mile-and-a-half rule determining the project's proximity to the city. They have indicated they would like to come back to the board to talk over the application, Weichel said. Weichel said if Farmer City enforces its mile-and-a-half rule on the project, developers would need to reapply through the city of Farmer City. Otherwise, they would apply through the county. Weichel added, if Farmer City enforces its rule, developers would not have recourse through the county. In other zoning business, Weichel said her office was still due some curtailment reports from the wind energy facility that had not yet hit the 30-day requirement. She also said she had not received the required documents on the updated decommissioning plan and liability insurance. Joe Witt, County Board Chairman, said he received a letter from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency, IEPA, that the county had not provided an updated solid waste five-year plan since it was adopted in 2006. Every 5 years, we were supposed to be providing an update, Witt said. DeWitt County, Douglas County, Ford, Logan, and Piatt counties did a collaborative effort in 2006. There's no more funding from the state for the updates. It's just that the counties are expected to provide those five-year updates. It dropped off everyone's radar until we got this letter. Witt said he contacted the IPA to find out if the other four counties had been providing their 5 year updated plans. Only Ford County had. Witt said there was a civil penalty involved for not updating the plans. The county has to announce an updated plan followed by a public comment period. The final story from the front page. Charity car show to benefit 4-H Fair Association Arena Project. The DeWitt County 4-H Fair Association's Arena Covering Project will be the beneficiary of the Baum Chevrolet Buick's 20th annual Scott's Charity Car Show, scheduled for September 27th in Clinton. The DeWitt County 4-H Fair Association is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that promotes and advocates area agricultural and youth development by providing facilities for meetings, shows, and activities for 4-H and other youth organizations. A key responsibility of the organization is maintaining the 4-H grounds located at 7564 Business 51 in Clinton. The grounds host the annual DeWitt, Macon, and Piatt County 4-H Fair, as well as a variety of open and youth livestock and horse shows. Money raised at the car show and through the raffle will fund an 80-foot by 106-foot awning to cover the fairground's existing horseback riding arena. The covered area will house poultry and rabbit projects during the fair, allowing those exhibitors to showcase their animals for the duration of the fair. It will also serve as a covered riding space during horse shows. The Arena Covering Project has been a goal of the Fair Board since the early 2000s. The project is special to the Baum family because Stephen Baum was involved in maintaining the grounds and was volunteering in the arena to be covered when he passed away suddenly in April 2003. The Fair Board members are working to raise the last $80,000 of the $200,000 project, with plans for the structure to be completed this fall. Organizers expect another strong turnout for the car show, which brought out more than 250 vehicles during last year's show. The show will be held on the dealership grounds located at 810 West Van Buren from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Registration begins at 9 a.m. and an opening ceremony will be held at noon. Awards will be presented at 2:30 p.m. There are car and truck classes, street rod, Jeep, Corvette, and miscellaneous classes. Registration for the event is $15 per vehicle, and there is no admission fee for spectators. Food will be available on the dealership grounds. A free shuttle to the DeWitt County C.H. Moore Museum's Apple and Pork Festival and festival-related activities is also provided. In addition to the show, fundraising activities include a raffle for a 1959 Metropolitan restored as a Chicago taxi and a meat and freezer bundle. Tickets are $10 for one or $100 for 11 and can be purchased in advance at Baum Chevrolet Buick and Baum Chrysler Jeep in Clinton and Baum Motor Company in Farmer City. Questions regarding the event can be directed to the Baum Chevrolet Buick at 217-935-3156. And from the news, Explore the latest enhancements to My Social Security Account Portal. Your personal My Social Security account at www.ssa.gov/myaccount is your secure access point to Social Security services. Whether you're planning for retirement or updating your information, your personal account is designed to make your experience smooth and convenient. What's new? We've updated the online portal with a new design and enhanced functionality to better align with SSA.gov. The revised layout improves navigation and usability while maintaining access to all existing tools and features. Key enhancements include a redesigned retirement calculator. This now includes a colorful bar graph, making it easier to compare up to 3 estimates at a time to help you better understand your retirement options. Consistent design. The updated look and feel matches SSA.gov for the more unified experience across our online services. What can you do with your online account? With your personal My Social Security account, you can get personalized retirement benefit statements, get estimates for spouse benefits, check your application status, set up or change direct deposit, print a benefit verification letter, change your address. For a full list of online services available to adults and businesses, and government agencies, organizational payees, or other third parties, visit www.ssa.gov/online-services. What does this mean for you? These updates are part of our ongoing commitment to improving our service and provide you with a smoother, more reliable online experience. The next time you sign into your personal My Social Security account, you'll see a new design and improved tools, making it easier than ever to manage your Social Security information. Remember, doing business with us online through your personal My Social Security account is easy, convenient, and secure. Go digital. Create an account today. Help us spread the word by sharing with your family, friends, and on social media. And now from the op-ed page, the On Point column by Richard Corrett, Friends, Football, and Politics. Politics has been a little intense in the country over the recent days. Graham Plattner, the duly elected Democratic candidate for Senate in Maine, was abruptly told by the Maine Democratic Party and several national Democrats to exit stage left. Plattner has been campaigning for months with the aroma of sexual misdeeds hanging over him. The Democrats could not have cared less. The polls showed him with a lead and a solid base. He was their man. Then the allegations got more explicit and the polling data tanked. Plattner was persona non grata and forced to withdraw. This process reminds us of Biden, when the polling data showed him tanking and he was unceremoniously told by the Democratic power brokers to leave the ticket. He left and the Democratic power elites placed Kamala Harris as the nominee, all without any public vote. The same is happening in Maine. Plattner is gone and the Democratic elites will now place a new person into nomination, again with no public vote. This creates some very bad optics for the Democrats. Now we go to South Carolina, where Senator Lindsey Graham suddenly died over the weekend while running for re-election to the Senate. I must note that Democratic candidate Annie Andrews was very professional and sympathetic during the loss of Senator Graham and certainly did not try to take unfair advantage of the situation. While each state is different, South Carolina mandates an expedited special primary to replace Graham on the ballot. The public will have a say in his replacement. These are the kinds of political debates I love to engage in with others. Years ago, I was at the Stadium Club brunch before the Illini football game, and a mutual friend introduced me to a black gentleman of my age at the brunch. The gentleman was a retired union electrician. He and his wife were and are active in the Decatur community and Democratic politics. His two adult children hold very professional jobs outside of Central Illinois. We had and have so much in common that our mutual friend thought we might just get along with each other. So true. Since that original meeting, we have met before almost all Illini football games for the brunch or dinner, depending on the game time. My friend is a dyed-in-the-wool Blue Dog Democrat. I'm pretty solid in the Republican column. We debate and argue with each other over the meal. We don't take prisoners, we debate. The joy of it all is that others at the table, black, white, Republican, and Democrat, all get the same joy of two guys going at it and simply being friends. We both want our communities, schools, and nation to flourish and excel. We have some differences, sure, but we both want the greater good and are willing to compromise and achieve working solutions. My friend empathized with me when I bemoaned those in the far right of the Republican Party creating unnecessary roadblocks to legislation in Congress. Last year, when the Democrats Socialists were starting to make inroads on the national scene, he lamented to me that his party had moved away from him. I understood. We both grew up in a time when political parties had some differences, but there was not the hatred exhibited by both parties today on many occasions. We love to debate and tell each other how wrong the other one is, but we will have a meal together. We discuss our families and worldviews, but we never allow political differences to control a friendship. People need to simply have a meal together and listen to the other person. We may not always agree on every issue, but if we are honest with ourselves, we have far more in common than in disagreement. Have a meal together. Watch a little football. Friendship always prevails. Richard Corix is an Illinois native, attorney, and former DeWitt County State's Attorney. And another from the op-ed columns. Thank you for supporting America 250 Celebration, Reader's Letters. Soon after her election in April 2025, Clinton Mayor Helen McAlesey asked that a committee begin working on a celebration marking America's 250th birthday. After 7 months' work, Clinton Celebrates America 250 Committee unveiled a 3-day celebration from July 3rd to July 5th with free music and entertainment, activities, a car show, and food vendors. On Sunday, an overflow crowd attended a church service on Mr. Lincoln Square led by several local faith communities. Every member of our committee brought their commitment, talent, and energy to Clinton's celebration. The committee is grateful for the support of the mayor and city commissioners, John Wise, Ken Buchanan, Tom Edmonds, and Dan Bellinger, the city staff who helped make the celebration a success. We thank our donors who provided funds and services and our veterans organizations who participated in multiple events. We appreciate the vendors who offered food, drinks, and fun shopping experience for everyone, and emergency service workers who kept everyone safe. Our local news media at WHOW and the Clinton Journal were very helpful in announcing the parade and spreading the word about the celebration before and after the weekend. The committee's work would be moot without the attendance and support of everyone who visited the festivities. Thank you for showing up and joining the party. With the ongoing support from the city and our dedicated volunteers, the committee is planning more events and activities to bring people together. Stay tuned. And this is from the Clinton Celebrates America 250 Committee. And now from our Prairie Doc column, Sip to Stay Strong, Why Hydration Matters More Than We Think, by Carissa Regenerous. During the warm summer months in South Dakota, many of us spend extra time outside, walking, working, or enjoying community events. The heat and wind can pull moisture from the body faster than we realize. Hydration becomes important for everyone, from kids running around at the park to adults juggling busy schedules to older adults who may not notice thirst as quickly. Water supports our health in every season, but summer reminds us just how essential it is. We often think of dehydration as something that only happens when a person is ill, running a marathon, or working outside on a hot day. But in reality, our bodies lose 2 or 3 liters of water every day just breathing, urinating, and through our skin. If we don't replace that water, the body begins borrowing it from tissues, including the mouth and brain. And here's a remarkable truth. Every single cell in the human body requires water to function. We can survive weeks without food, but only a few days without fluids. Water fuels energy production, carries nutrients, removes waste, regulates temperature, and supports the electrical signals that keep our hearts and brains working. It is the foundation of life. Hydration needs change across lifespan. While everyone needs water, the reasons vary across the lifespan. Children lose water faster and may forget to drink while playing. Teens and adults often push through busy days, relying on caffeine instead of water. Athletes and outdoor workers lose more fluid through sweat. Although dehydration can affect anyone, it can be especially impactful on older adults and is a well-recognized contributor to confusion. Older adults are more prone to fluid loss because they don't sense thirst as easily, may take medications that cause the body to lose water, and they naturally have about 15 to 20% less total body water than younger adults. Hydration and oral health, a connection for all ages. Saliva is 99% water, and dehydration can cut salivary flow by half. When the mouth dries out, problems can follow. Higher risk of cavities and gum disease, denture discomfort, difficulty chewing and swallowing, changes in taste that reduce appetite. Hydration and the brain. The brain is about 73% water, and losing just 1% to 2% of that water can affect you even before you feel thirsty and negatively impact things like attention span, memory, mood, and reaction time. For kids, this can mean trouble focusing in school. For adults, it may feel like brain fog. For older adults, it can increase fall risk. Simple habits that help everyone. Keep a bottle or glass nearby at home or work and sip it regularly, even if you're not thirsty. Choose infusions that don't lower pH, such as mint, basil, or cucumbers. If you enjoy citrus, use it occasionally rather than sipping it all day to protect teeth enamel. Choose hydrating foods like fruits, yogurt, and soups and smoothies. Avoid excessive salt and alcohol intake, which can both contribute to dehydration. As we move through the warm months, staying hydrated is one of the simplest ways to support comfort, clarity, and well-being. Water helps us enjoy activities we love, working, learning, playing, and aging well. Small habits that support hydration can help people of all ages stay healthy and strong throughout the South Dakota summer and beyond. Carissa Regenerous, an RDH, MA, FADHA, has been a licensed dental hygienist for 25 years and a faculty member in the University of South Dakota's Department of Dental Hygiene since 2001. She teaches courses in dental public health, nutrition, and preventive care, with a focus on helping students understand the oral systemic connections that shape overall health. Her work in medical mission settings reflects her dedication to improving oral and systemic health across diverse communities. And in the local news, DeWitt County Museum Annual Ice Cream Social, July the 19th. The DeWitt County Museum Association invites the public to an old-fashioned ice cream social, which will take place on Sunday, July 19th, 2 to 5 p.m. at the C.H. Moore Homestead and DeWitt County Museum, 219 East Woodlawn in Clinton. This is a free event courtesy of the DeWitt County Museum Association and the America 250 at the Homestead, celebrating 250s of American history sponsors. Everyone is invited for all the free ice cream and baked goods they care to eat, as well as ice cold lemonade and tea, musical entertainment by renowned old-time fiddle and banjo duo Peaches and Bacon, and horse-drawn carriage rides. Free parking will be available in the lot directly across from the museum, the corner of Monroe and Woodlawn Streets, the corner of Woodlawn and Center Streets, and the grassy field just north of the museum's red-covered bridge. Guests are welcome to bring lawn chairs or blankets if you prefer. The museum will also provide bench seating. For safety and sanitary reasons, no pets will be allowed on the museum grounds during the event. The gathering will take place on the museum's shaded front lawn. This is a rain or shine event, which will be moved to the museum's carriage barn in case of rain. For more information about this or any of the museum's other America 250 at the Homestead events, call 217-935-6066. Newberry is winner of the annual quilt show. Edie Newberry of Farmer City was the winner of the C.H. Moore Homestead and DeWitt County Museum's America 250 at the Homestead Quilt Show. Edie's quilt, Old Time Glory, was selected from more than 50 quilts as the best of show by the 150 people who toured the museum during June, viewed the quilt exhibit, and voted for their favorite quilts. For more information on this or about any of the other America 250 at the Homestead, call 217-934-6066. In the news, we also have an obituary this morning for Sandra June Ashby. Sandra June Ashby, 72, of Clinton, passed away peacefully of natural causes on July the 10th, 2026. A celebration of Sandra's life will be held on August the 1st at the Wapella Community Center in Wapella from 4 to 6 p.m. with food provided. The family entrusted Calvert Funeral Home in Clinton with cremation rites. We have a second obituary for Trent Leon Boyer, B-O-Y-E-R. Trent Leon Boyer, 57, of Clinton, passed away at 12:29 a.m. on July the 13th, 2026, at his sister's home in Leroy after a courageous battle with pancreatic cancer. Services will be conducted at 10 a.m. on Friday, July the 17th, at Calvert Funeral Home in Clinton, with his sister, Crystal Ward, officiating. Burial will follow at DeWitt Cemetery in DeWitt. Visitation was held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, July the 16th, at the funeral home. And wishing you a good week and some time getting out to enjoy the sunshine, I will see you next week.